I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for that introduction, Laura, and thanks for joining me on this last day as we discuss the Psalms in today's weekday meditation. If you've missed the first 4 days of this week, feel free to go back and listen to them starting in Monday. But today we'll be in Psalm 19, and I'm reading from Eugene Peterson's The Message, and here's what the Psalm 19 has to say. God's glory is on tour in the skies, God craft on exhibit across the horizon. Madam Day holds classes every morning and Professor Knight lectures each evening. Their words aren't heard, their voices aren't recorded, but their silence fills the earth. Unspoken truth is spoken everywhere. God makes a huge dome for the sun, a superdome. The morning sun, a new husband leaping from his honeymoon bed. The day-breaking sun, an athlete racing to the tape. That's how God's word vaults across the skies from sunrise to sunset, melting ice, scorching deserts, warming hearts to faith. The revelation of God is whole and pulls our lives together. The signposts of God are clear and point out the right road. The life maps of God are right, showing the way to joy. The directions of God are plain and easy on the eyes. God's reputation is 24 karat gold with a lifetime guarantee. The decisions of God are accurate down to the nth degree. God's word is better than a diamond set between emeralds. You'll like it better than strawberries in spring, better than red, ripe strawberries. There's more. God's word warns us of danger and directs us to hidden treasure. Otherwise, how will we find our way or know when to play the fool? Clean the slate, God, so we can start the day fresh. Keep me from stupid sins, from thinking I can take over your work. Then I can start this day sun-washed, scrubbed, clean of the grime of sin. These are the words in my mouth. These are what I chew on and pray. Accept them when I place them on the morning altar. Oh God, my altar, rock God, priest of my altar. Is that not beautiful? The picture that the morning comes fresh and new for us, and every day we have an opportunity to scrub ourselves through the forgiveness of sin because of how much our God loves us. Today, my friend, as we prepare for a time of meditation, let that be on your mind and ask the Lord right now, would you bring to the tip top of my mind and out of my mouth every hidden sin and wickedness within me. And Lord, I want to confess that before you and ask of your forgiveness. Go ahead and do that right now. You know, King David, he had the ability to have to look deep within himself and say, Lord, would you search my heart and know me and point out every wicked way? The ability to let God search our heart and scrub it clean is the beauty the psalmist is talking about. Now I invite you to just take a few moments and recognize your breath just normally, just breathing in and out is normal. And with every breath, set your soul and set your heart and your mind at a moment of peace and quietude. Allow the stress and anxiety of this world to fall off of you. Let's draw a couple of deep breaths in to separate the pace of this world and let us step into a place of solitude with our Creator. Let's draw one more, and as we force that air out, and this time force it out as if you were forcing every anxiety and every concern or worry that is hidden well in your soul. You ready? I want to give you a few moments to hear from God. I want to give you a few moments to just stop and not speak anymore. You don't need any more noise. You don't need any more music. Just take the time now to hear the voice of God as He prods you and He points you in the right direction, as He may pull or push you, as He may place His hand on your right or left shoulder. Sometimes He I feel like he needs to shove me to get me going. And other times I feel like he needs to take his shepherd's crook and gently pull me back. But whatever that is, take the next few moments. I'll mind the time and I'll be back in just a few moments. God bless you. I know you enjoyed that time and being able to spend alone with the divine and letting him be able to speak into your life. I would love to hear from you. And if you'd be so kind, just shoot me a email at chuck@achuckallen.com. That's chuck@achuckallen.com. And I'd love for you to just share with me. That's a private email address. Nobody will see it but me. But I'd love the opportunity to know how to best pray for you. And I want to thank you for joining me on another five-day series with the weekday meditation. It's going to be a great Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. If you're in anywhere near Northeast Atlanta, be sure to come over and join us for Palm Sunday services at 9 and 11. And of course, Sugar Hill Espanol at 11 a.m. in our chapel. And then if not, you can always join us live online at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.